4. Red Tide. The brilliant sun, the stunned human faces, the camera's black glass eye were all fixed on her. Luce's first impression was that everything in the world was staring straight at her. She cringed, anxiety prickling through her aching body. Swimming hurt so much that she'd surfaced to get a grip on the pain before pushing herself onward again. Then she'd stopped where she was for a second, struck motionless by a sudden, insane hope. If she talked to these people on the dock, then could they somehow get a message to her father? At least let him know she was alive? She didn't even know where her father was now, though, and starting a conversation with strange humans would only lead to problems. The sunlight on the water was so bright that Luce's outstretched arms appeared to be sleeved in fire. She shook her body and dived, forcing herself to move faster in spite of the pain. They'd definitely been pointing that camera at her. Maybe she should feel guilty about that. It was an outrageous violation of the secrecy the mermaids guarded so carefully. But if the government already wanted them dead, well, maybe it was time everyone knew. The humans should know that mermaids were their own daughters, the girls they'd driven away. Maybe that was what she should have done when she'd seen them filming her. Explain. Tell them the whole story. Luce kept wearily on. After a while, she remembered to sing again, disguising her voice so that it sounded almost like wind, calling. She couldn't go quickly at all, and she needed to rise to the surface for air much more frequently than she normally would. The day passed without her covering nearly as much distance as she thought she should have. She found a secluded beach, slept.